Legends Club. It's Larry McCarron's Packers Live! Brought to you by Blades Farm and Fleet. This week's Packers special guest, Sam Barrington! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Hi. In case you haven't heard, the Packers got beat and beat bad last night. When that happens, I get angry. I was sitting on the plane last night being angry, so I wrote an ode. It's entitled, Ode to Being Angry on a Plane in New Orleans. It goes something like this. The Saints hammered us good, and that is a fact. But there's a lot of season left, so stuff your who dat. I feel better. Special group with us tonight from Sargento's Cheese. And now, please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? When you come into the league as a seventh round draft choice, you earn everything you get. And tonight's guest has earned a spot in the starting lineup. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Sam Barrington. Sam, welcome to the program. Have a seat on the far side. Sam, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. First appearance on the big show.
Yeah.
Have you actually ever seen it?
I haven't. And
and now I'm angry again.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I work so hard. When I go home, I'm not watching much TV unless it's Law & Order SVU. Anything? Yeah.
Anything? Kind of footballed out, I would imagine. Sam, the game in New Orleans didn't go as planned, huh? Right. Especially defensively. And Drew Brees is Drew Brees, but they kind of got after you guys pretty good, huh?
Right. I think they just did a great job at, you know, executing their game plan. And it's clearly some things that we could have done, you know, could have done better. But it's crazy. I was on one of my social media sites earlier today, and a younger kid wrote me, and he probably was 11, 12 years old. He said, you know, rough game last night, but that loss doesn't define you guys as a team. And that's true. That's true.
Sam, you know, coming into the game, they were kind of a throw-happy offensive team.
Right.
But they handed it to Ingram a ton. Did that kind of catch you guys by surprise a little bit, the way they approached things?
No. Well, I actually can say it did, because we anticipated them, you know, throwing the ball much more than they did. We looked at the percentage of times they've thrown the ball on, you know, prime time outings or whatnot, and it was pretty high. But I think what opposing offenses tend to do is, you know, they'll try to run the ball, and if they get success early on, they'll stick to that. And that's clearly what happened last night.
And the Saints game was Sam's second straight start at inside linebacker. Sam, the starting role.
Right.
real important to you in your hopes, dreams, and aspirations in the NFL?
Definitely. And just recently here, I, you know, reflect back to, you know, my first start in high school or middle school or even, you know, college or whatnot. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't feel real, but really I just go to work every day with a purpose and a motive. And that's these are the type of benefits you reap from doing that continuously.
Did you notice some progress? Your first start came against Carolina. Second start, kind of know what to expect a little bit, I would imagine. Did you notice some progress?
I did, and I definitely, you know, still see some things out there that I probably left on the field that I can continue to get better at. And that's what makes this game so fun because, you know, you look at a guy like Ray Lewis 17 years in, he was still learning things his 17th year. I know some of you guys may think, you know, that may be a little, you know, far-fetched, but that's just the truth of it because this game is continuously evolving and people do different things, you know, throughout the course of the game or whatnot. So, yeah, I really do.
Of course, your position is essentially a middle linebacker, okay? I would think it's kind of cool to be an NFL middle linebacker. I mean, that's kind of bad, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, but really, you know, I turn that bad guy off when I get off the field. You can't be bad. Like, you know, she was shaking my hand when I walked in. I can't be mean to her, you know? So, you know, but, yeah, that's what it is.
And, Sam, I noticed something else about your game. You seem to be, and people talk about defensive discipline, gap control, and all that good stuff, all that football talk that really matters. It seems that's a real point of emphasis with you. I can see you're not a helter-skelter guy. Is that accurate?
I can agree with that, and mainly because, you know, half of the job is just getting lined up and knowing your assignment. And if you know and maintain your assignment, you got majority of the job done. Now, you know, the last thing you have to do is really finish. And, you know, whether finishing is, you know, just having the appropriate pass, you know, drop or, you know, making a very nice tackle or something like that. So
you're getting to blitz a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. Is that something you'd like to see more of? It seems like you got pretty good timing with it as far as jumping the snap and stuff like that.
Well, it comes with experience, and, you know, I watch AJ and some of the things he does so well, and, you know, it definitely comes with experience because I know early on that's not something that you're just going to get from the jump, so you have to continuously work at it, and, you know, some people, practice is important, and if you just really work hard and practice, it's going to show up in the game, so that's just how that happens.
Of course. Sam, you also contribute on special teams, and there was one thing I wanted to ask you about. We're going to look at it right here. There you are on the onsides kick team, and suddenly you go in motion. Was that to throw them off, or what's going on? Did you have to go to the restroom, or what? You just kind of went in motion there. What was going on?
Well, what I will say is that was a simple misunderstanding, and it happens throughout the course of the game. What happened was another guy went down, and I basically had to take his spot. And I could have done a better job of knowing my assignment before I went in, but in the heat of the game, things like that happen. So, you know, it's either one or two things you can do from that point. You can say, okay, I'm mad, and I'm going to continue to let it affect me for five or six more plays, or you can say, hey, you know what? It happened. I'm going to forget it, and, you know, you can go on to your next play and execute from there. And that's just what I decided to do.
All right, Sam, hang on to your helmet because it is time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle.
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Sam, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can draw on this beauty right here. Feel free to, and show us where you're at in this alignment right
okay.
now.
Okay, this is me right here, standing right to the left of AJ.
Okay, beautiful. And let's go ahead and snap the ball. And it looks like they're going to be running to the right. I've seen the play before, so I kind of know it.
Yeah.
And at this point, what brings you to that point?
Right.
Okay. Kind of a dumb question, but you know what I mean.
Can we rewind it a little bit? Okay. This is basically a power scheme, and every two-back offense in the NFL runs this play. majority of them. If it's not stretch or zone, or it's pretty much going to be power. And basically this offense, this block, can you take it back just a little bit? This block by this offensive lineman, him coming across, that's what you call a pull. So whenever you play linebacker, you have to really see from the guards to the fullback to the running back. And once I saw him come over to this way, I mean, it's natural for me to just continue to come over to this way too. And I fit in tight inside my block, and Julius boxed it, and that means basically to keep the ball inside of you, and I just fit inside, and the ball popped right up on me.
Okay, at this point, nice knee bend, I noticed. That's where your explosiveness comes from. And I've always thought there's snap to your game. By that, I mean when you hit guys, something happens.
Right.
And for lack of a better word, I call it snap. And that's what we see right here with this tackle. Roll it forward, and bang, case closed. It's over right there, huh? Let's roll her back a little bit. How would you describe your tackling style, your tackling technique?
Basically, you want to stop the runner's momentum. And you do that with hat placement, and as well as, like you said, knee bend. And it's basically your point of contact. Now, generally, can you bring it just a little bit forward and stop it right there? What I would have liked to happen is just put my hat, my helmet right there on the ball or under his shoulder pads. And basically what that would have done is drove him back because my pads are lower than his. But since I didn't, and every tackle isn't going to be great, you know, I just basically brought as much force as I can, wrapped him up, and turned it into, you know, he basically, you know, it was basically a stalemate once I made contact. So, but, you know, you want to see yourself getting those tackles where you're knocking people back, and that's what our coaches emphasize.
Sam Barrington, a young player on the rise. Coming up, an adults-only version of Earn Your Autograph starring Pam. Thank you, Third and Short. Time to play Earn Your Autograph. And our guest player is Pam from Sargentos. Pam, your rooting section. Pam, if you can learn the football skill Sam's about to coach you on, you will earn his autograph. How is that?
Awesome.
All right, wonderful. Sam, what are we going to learn?
I'm going to teach Pam how to defeat a cut block.
Okay.
Okay. Earlier... Now, just earlier,
defeated a cut block?
I don't think so.
All right.
Earlier, we were watching basically, you know, how to take on blocks when we saw Julius basically box the, I think it was the fullback who came to block. But sometimes, offense, depending on the play, the offensive play that they're trying to run, they do what you'd call a cut block. And basically, I'm going to show you, it's basically just like it sounds. And basically, if we're running the ball this way, instead of coming to block you up top, I'm going to come, and I'm going to actually shoot at your legs right here to try to take you out.
Okay.
Okay? You going to help me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It takes two.
Am I the blocker or the blockee?
Right. You're going to try to block me.
Say your prayers, Mr. Sam.
Where am I going?
Okay.
Okay. You just stand right beside.
That's my best view, by the way.
Stand to
I'm going to try to block Sam.
Right. I'm slow now. I'm train wreck. Okay. Now, basically, what you want to try to do is if he ever gets to this point, you're done. Okay. The only thing you can do at this point is jump over him. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to try to take it a little bit back. Now, y'all fast on me right now. So,
Twitch guy.
Come on. So you want to get about right here, and you want to get one hand on the shoulder.
Okay.
Okay, but you're not done. You got to get it where it really hurts him. So you want to put your hand.
I don't want to hurt him.
No, not that bad.
She can hurt me.
Okay. So you want to get your first hand on your shoulder and then the second hand on his head, okay?
Okay.
And that'll really get him going back that way. But the most important part is get this outside leg back so he can't cut you, because if he gets your outside leg, you're done, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now I'm going to be your example, okay? Ready? I got you.
Oh, you're going to be the guy?
Your forehead's sweating now.
All right.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
So I'm gonna come slow, okay? You ready? Good job. She got it.
I did not.
That hand placement on the head was exceptional. Yep. Sam, I take it she earned your autograph.
All right.
All right, while Pam is getting Sam's autograph, we got to take a break when we come back. More with Sam Barrington. Stay with us, please. We are back. Thank you, Third and Short. Back with Sam Barrington. And Sam, I was doing a little research on you, and I saw in high school you were a 1,000-yard rusher as a running back. And okay. But you averaged 11 yards a carry?
Yeah.
Look at this young fellow. Well, do you miss that? And what are you doing playing linebacker, I guess?
I do. I miss it, man. And actually what happened, my little brother, he was actually a fullback. And so I got to thank him for some of my credit. But what happened was I played linebacker. You know, my first 3 years in high school, and my senior year, we got a new coach. And my old coach basically told him, hey, this guy is one of your best athletes. So he asked me what position I wanted to play. I told him running back. Well, I originally told him wide receiver, and then I tried to catch a hitch, and it didn't go too well. And so my younger brother, we went home that night, and he told me, he was like, hey, man, go play running back. So, you know, I did, and I had a great season or whatnot, and I actually wanted to play running back in college. And he told me, his name is Jim Seibel. He's actually, he's coached in Alabama and Florida, and he told me, Sam, if you want to play in the NFL one day, play linebacker. And that's all how it happened.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Sam from our lively audience here at the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. We are back. Sam Barrington, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Tony.
And Tony, what's your question?
When you were growing up, who was your favorite football player?
When I was growing up, I'm just joking. No, but my favorite football player growing up, it was Ray Lewis, hands down. And everything about him, from his excitement about the game to the way he went about everything. And, you know, I was a Ravens fan only because of Ray Lewis. So that's what it was.
All right, next up we have your name.
Lucas.
And Lucas, what's your question?
I know the Packers and the Bears are a big rivalry. What is it like to work with Julius Peppers?
Oh, that's a great question. I think with a guy like Julius Peppers, the most important thing to do, in my opinion, is just learn from him, because he's been in the league for a very long time. So obviously he's doing something right. So if anything, I just make sure I take a couple, you know, I don't stalk him when I say watch, but you know, I kind of watch how he does things and how he goes about, you know, his job as an NFL player. So,
all right, next up we have
Kathy,
and your question.
It's bye week. Do you have any special plans or any?
I think my most special plan, and it's because for the past 5 years, I've always had a football game Halloween weekend. So I'm going to take my daughter trick-or-treating Friday night.
All right. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what do you have for that lucky questioner?
Well, my favorite question was number 3, of course. And they get lightly used beads from Bourbon Street, courtesy of Blades Farm and Fleet.
All right. Now, Sam's got a commitment he's got to get to. He's going to have to leave us now. Sam, continued success. Thanks so much for being here. Thank you, Third and Short. And now you're stuck with just me. And a brief programming note. Packers Live does not take a bye week. It will return Monday night. Eddie Lacy, our special guest.